what exactly is a Fairphone?
Well, at Fairphone, we are making a smartphone in order to improve the value chain behind it. So we are looking at the whole supply chain, from using fair materials to creating long-lasting design, improving working conditions at the factories, and increasing reuse and recycling.
So, and maybe people that don't have a Fairphone but have a normal smartphone, what is so unfair about a normal smartphone?
There are many, many issues in the supply chain behind any phone, starting from conflict minerals. To make a smartphone, you need at least 40 minerals, and some of them come from countries like Congo, from the mines that are controlled by armed groups. So the electronics industry and the phone production actually finances the war that is going on in countries like Congo since many years. So at Fairphone, we are focusing on this issue as the one of the first steps, and we have managed to integrate conflict-free minerals from Congo, Rwanda, into our phone to support local economy, but not the conflict.
And what it's like for you? You're trying to be like the most fairest phone as possible, but what are still the challenges?
There are many, many challenges. So, for example, as I mentioned, there are more than 40 minerals used to produce a smartphone. And we have now managed to transparently source 4 minerals. But there are many minerals that we still need to look into, to understand where they come from first, and then start designing more responsible supply chains for those minerals.
And are there still some parts of the Fairphone that aren't fair, that you haven't been able to have a fair alternative for?
Yes, definitely. There is so the Fairphone is a goal rather than rather than that we can already claim it's a Fairphone. I would also like to say that our main goal is actually to inspire the whole industry to actually look at those issues, because they're very complex, and to start improving the supply chain together. Because on our own, we cannot tackle all of these systemic challenges, and even if we manage to create a fairer phone, the impact can be much bigger if the whole industry joins us.
And the industry, like brands like Apple, like Samsung, do you already talk with those companies how to improve? Like, do they want to work together or they not yet?
So we, first of all, we meet at all kinds of events. And secondly, we are all in the end a part of the same supply chain. So many suppliers that we work with, they of course have all kinds of clients and much bigger clients. So when we manage to, for example, integrate Fairtrade Gold in our phone, this was also the first pilot project for our supplier to actually start using Fairtrade Gold. So now the supplier can also potentially offer it to other clients, and this is how this can grow.
Yeah, so you can actually make start change for other companies as well in the whole industry, as you said.
Exactly, this is our main goal. Yeah.
And is there ever for Fairphone, is there ever because you as you say, it's about better work environment in the factories you work with, but also you have a modular phone. So if you don't have to throw out the whole phone when it's broken, but you can just change one part. Is there ever a tension between your phone being fair, your phone being sustainable, for example?
Any tensions?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. So the phone that we brought to the market last year is the Fairphone 2, and it's the first modular smartphone in the world. And we made it modular because we want to empower people to keep their phone longer. And with modular design, you can basically change your screen, for example, if it's broken, just under 30 seconds, and you don't even need a screwdriver for that. So, yeah, that's what it means. Did I answer your question, or did?
No, I was just wondering, because it's a lot of different things you include in the phone. So it's the factories you work with. It's getting the minerals from different places, having the modular phone. If it's sometimes you have to choose that maybe now this is more important than this, or does it all come together in a way?
Well, our main goal is looking at the whole value chain. So we have projects in the area of fair materials, but also creating long-lasting design is another key area that we focus on, and the other two are improving working conditions and increasing recycling. And then, so in all of these areas, we have projects to create impact, but we do it step by step, definitely. So we cannot address all the minerals at the same time, for example. And with Fairphone 2, we have managed as the first step to make it repairable, so you can buy spare parts if you want to replace a part in your phone. And now as the next step, we are looking at how we can also make it upgradable. So, for example, if you would like a new camera for your phone with better technical specifications, that you don't need to buy a new phone, but that you can just buy a camera module and upgrade it in this way. So this is the next step we are working on.
All right, so you guys won this Lofi Award. What does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, it's great. The whole team is really happy and inspired by it because, well, it's international recognition of our work as one of the first social enterprises in the tech industry. And with the goal of inspiring broader industry to create more ethical, sustainable products, we feel that this award just helps that, because this award is really well known and it raises awareness about fairness in electronics, both among consumers and the industry.
All right, and Fairphone exists for 3 years now. What are the ambitions for the future?
We are actually already 3.5 years as a business.
Almost four then.
yeah, exactly. The ambitions are, as I said, on the phone, we want to make the next step. How can we make the Fairphone 2 upgradable so that people can keep the phone longer? In the supply chain, we want to work to create more impact, so integrate more fair materials, improve working conditions with different suppliers. But in order to do that, we need to scale up. So right now there are more than 100,000 people in Europe who have Fairphones, and that's already great, but we need many more people and companies actually on board to show that the industry that there is a lot of demand for these kind of products. And this will, on the one hand, motivate, I think, a lot of players to start creating more ethical products. But it's also important for our work with suppliers on improving working conditions, for example, because when suppliers can get bigger production volumes, then we can be seen as more influential player, and this helps to create more impact in the supply chain.
Great. Well, congratulations again, Daria, and thank you very much.
Yes, thanks. Bye-bye.